USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the European war, Russian forces shelled more than 40 towns in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region, forcing Ukrainians to bury civilians killed in mass graves. Russia's TASS news agency reported some 8,000 Ukrainian prisoners of war had been captured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said no to attempts to suggest that Kyiv give up territory to end the war. Zelensky said the idea smacked of attempts to appease Nazi Germany in 1938. As some parents in Uvalde, Texas are complaining, it took police 40 minutes to engage the suspect after he barricaded himself in a classroom. Retired FBI Special Agent Kathy Geinder on CBS News explains what probably happened.
Which then makes it a little bit harder for officers to engage with him if he's barricaded in. So other officers arrived and they took a different approach because of a barricaded situation.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden signed an executive order on Wednesday that sets broad new policing standards for federal law enforcement agencies. The offer does not affect state and local police departments, but they encourage them to follow suit. The order puts into place a police misconduct database and bans chokeholds unless deadly force is authorized. The Senate is talking about border security.
At a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray is questioned by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins about border security or lack thereof leading to an influx of illegal drug trafficking, addiction, and violence in the United States.
Transnational criminal organizations in Mexico enlisting the help of gangs and other organizations here in the U.S. to distribute the drugs, and there's violence over turf, over distribution routes, etc.
Director A says the FBI is playing a big role in addressing drug trafficking at the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The election between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick is headed to a recount after Pennsylvania's top election official said Wednesday that the margin between the two Republican candidates was thin enough to trigger one. In a statement, Acting Secretary of State Lee Chapman said she would order a statutorily required statewide recount in the May 17th Republican primary race for a U.S. Senate seat. Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick, the first and second place finishers respectively, have vote totals within 0.5%. As some parents in Uvalde, Texas are complaining it took 40 minutes for law enforcement to respond to the shooter in one classroom, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explains what he knows to Fox News.
Well, I got a call, I don't know, somewhere around noonish, advising me of what was going on in Uvalde. We immediately deployed our SWAT unit to Uvalde by helicopter. And so part of them went by helicopter, part of them went by vehicle. And by the time they got there, however, the situation had already been neutralized, but they stayed to assist.
The Border Patrol officer that took out the suspect showed a rip in his baseball cap from a bullet fired by the suspect.
No doubt that any time an officer enters that kind of situation, it is dangerous. It's potentially life-threatening. And you can see by this officer's hat that that's an example of it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.